breaking news.
Hey everyone, it's Sage here.
What's up, my peoples? Elizabeth here.
Do you know what happened in the year 1958?
Is that what Michael Jackson first said?
Hee hee. Oh my.
So I'm right?
No, that's when he was born. Anywho, that's when vaquitas were discovered.
Whoa, man. That's a big word. What's a vaquisha?
I think you mean vaquita.
Whatever. What are they?
Vaquitas are small, chunky, porpoise-like mammals.
Like Moto Moto?
No, he's being junky.
Wait, aren't they known as the smiley panda of the sea?
Yes, and little cow and fish pig.
Pinocchio sinus.
What?
The scientific name.
Yes, actually it is.
I know, I wouldn't have said it for no reason. I saw about 20 of them when I went to Florida.
I can tell you're lying.
Huh? What? How?
First of all, they swim in pods of three. Second of all, only about a dozen remain in the world. Third of all, they live on the other side of the country, which is the Gulf of California, Mexico.
It must have been a baby whale. By 2020, they're going to be extinct anyways. Who cares?
You're right about that. Their lifespan is only 20 years.
Why are they even endangered?
They're getting caught in illegal gill nets.
Why don't they just ban gill nets?
Well, the governor of Mexico did ban them for 2 years, but some fishers decided they would do it anyway. What do you think illegal means?
Whatever. Are fishers trying to catch vaquitas?
No, they're actually trying to catch totoaba so they can have their bladder shipped and sold to Asia to be made into soup.
Ew, I'm never eating soup again.
Here's an awful fact. In 20 years, the vaquita population went from 567 to 30 remaining.
So in recent years, it has decreased by 18.5%?
Yes, exactly.
So what can we do to help these poor creatures?
One thing we can do is adopt one.
Wait, you're telling me I can adopt one to be part of my family?
No, to adopt one means to donate money.
Oh, that's disappointing. Where can we donate money to?
There are many websites you can donate to. One of them is www.defenders.org. Another is vivavaquita.org.
That's vivavaquita.org.
Another way is to become an advocate for wildlife. Each and every one of us was born with a voice.
We all might as well use it.
Did you know that June 8th is Save the Vaquita Day?
That should be every day.
You're absolutely right.
During the month of June, it is very important that we spread awareness.
But don't stop on June 30th. Keep speaking out and spreading awareness.
Now onto some facts about vaquitas.
They grow to be about 5 feet long and 120 pounds.
Females are bigger than males.
They use echolocation to find their prey. This means they can find their food by listening. What do they eat?
They eat fish, squid, and crustaceans.
What are crustaceans?
They are crabs, lobsters, crayfish, shrimp, and krill.
Oh, they're carnivores.
They have black circles around their eyes.
They kind of look like porpoises.
That's because vaquitas are the members of the porpoise family.
They're the only porpoise species to be found in such warm waters.
Another thing that could hurt them is climate change because they are confined to such small areas.
They can have one calf at a time.
Wait, they give birth to baby cows?
No, that's not even possible.
Well, I just thought that because a baby cow is a calf.
Yeah, I understand.
I wonder how rare they are.
They're actually the rarest marine mammal in the world, since there is only about 12 left.
I wasn't expecting that.
Neither were a lot of us.
Well, the cool thing about them is scientists can identify individual vaquitas based on a single feature.
Really? What might that be?
Some vaquitas have individual distinctive nicks and notches on their dorsal fin.
If I were a scientist, I would name them.
If I were a scientist, I would build a space only for vaquitas.
I guess scientists beat you to it. Haha. In 2017, a group called Vaquita CPR attempted to build a floating sea enclosure, which they anchored in the Gulf, not too far from the beach. They had no clue if it would work.
Was there any success with it?
Yes. In October 2017, they caught...
Oh, I heard about this. They caught two females.
Right. They had to let the first one go because she showed signs of stress. She had an increased heart rate and respiration rate.
The second was a mature female, though. They transported her in a stretcher placed inside a box partially filled with seawater.
The scientists thought that she was handling the experience well.
But she began to swim frantically and started crashing into the sides of the net before going limp.
The team released her soon after, but she panicked and started swimming at the net again.
Veterinarians on the team jumped into the water because they realized she wasn't breathing.
They attempted to resuscitate her, but just 3 hours later, they declared her dead due to cardiac arrest.
One vaquita gone, not many left.
We can't lose hope, though.
Why not? There's nothing scientists can do.
Actually, maybe there is.
What do you mean?
Scientists have sampled and preserved vaquita cells.
So what?
So the cells are being froze for future research.
That's not going to do anything.
Maybe not. We have to keep trying and trying.
Again, if you want to go help, go donate to viavaquita.org.
Well, that's all we have. Until next time. But remember,
we do this for a porpoise.